Are you a Christian leader who experienced a life-changing event? Do you find yourself pouring more into others, but yet rarely having a place where people can pour back into you yourself? There is a space where you can be empowered despite your own life challenges. You are listening to From Trigger to Transform podcast, a podcast that helps you, guides you, and supports you throughout your transformational journey. My name is Coach Della Major. I am your host and transformational coach, and I am intimately aware of the life challenges and the struggles, the fears and the doubts that you might be facing even as you're going through your journey. You see, I know that starting over can be very stressful. As a matter of fact, it impacts every area of your life. But I also believe that what's existing on the inside of you is a strength and a resilience that makes you be an overcomer. So through this podcast, we're going to be exploring strategies and solutions that's going to help you not just survive, but to thrive in spite of what life throws your way. So be prepared to be heard, to be seen, but most of all, to be empowered. Let's get to the show. Welcome to From Trigger to Transform podcast, the podcast that understands you, that supports you, and guides you on your transformational journey. Hi, my name is Coach Della Major, and I am your coach, your transformational coach. And I am so excited to be coming to you again for our second season of our podcast. I want to just thank each and every person that had followed us, that responded, and that actually commented on how well they really was inspired and empowered by the content that we presented in season one. Now, season two is not going to be any different. Season two is going to be so exciting, and we have a lot of things and strategies and tips and resources that we're going to be providing you as it relates to you being transformed from the inside out, doing your season time of leadership. Now, this podcast really focuses on not only Christian leadership, but women who have experienced a life-changing transformation event that somehow maybe rocked them. You see, sometimes what happens as leaders, we pour out more into others, but then when it's coming down to us receiving that same impartation, oftentimes we don't receive it. So this is going to be the podcast where you are going to be inspired, where you're going to be empowered, where this will be the place where you're going to get strategies and solutions, where you're going to be not only heard, you're going to be listened to, but also we're going to help you to gain the resources and tips on how it is to become an overcomer. So with that being said, I want to get right into today's episode, because this episode is going to be dealing with the topic of the lonely path of leadership. And oftentimes when we think of leadership, we think that leaders are just these resilient individuals, these people who just have things that's going on. It just seems like their life is so easy. But I'm here to tell you that is not the case. As a matter of fact, when you think about leadership, I want you to focus on what leadership is and what leadership is not. So the first thing I want to give you is let's talk about what leadership is. So first thing first, when we talk about leadership, we say true leadership is about making an impact. That means we're showing a way, we're being the example. True leadership is truly all about serving, and it's not about commanding. It's not about being a dictator where we're instructing people what to do and how to do it. But what we're doing is empowering, we're inspiring, but at the same time, we're being that map and that model for the individual who basically serves underneath us. One of the things I often say is that the greatest leader is the one that has the many followers. And so when you think about leadership and when you think about the dynamics of leadership, that is some of the characteristics and the traits that you're looking for. Another thing about leadership, or like I like to refer to as true leadership, is about servanthood. True leadership is about serving others, even at the expense of yourself. And that is something, basically, what we do often as women. We tend to overcompensate. We tend to serve our families. We tend to serve the people at our ministry. We tend to serve those who are maybe just in our inner circle or not in our inner circle. Because when you have a true heart of servanthood, you're not thinking about yourself. You're pretty much just thinking about the needs of others. Now, I have the definition from the definition here from the Merriam-Webster. And it says, leadership is defined as the office or the position of a leader. Now, when you're looking at this definition, and if you're breaking it down and you're picking it out, basically, this definition misses out on what the impact that a leader can have in an individual's life. Basically, when you think about it, this is really what set a good leader apart from the word or the title a boss versus somebody simply being a servant leader. So I myself as the Christian Ed Director at my ministry, and one of the things that I know that I'm responsible for is making sure that I carry out the vision that the pastor has set. But I'm also is responsible of making sure that the body of Christ in the ministry is truly being spiritually fed, and that the vision is carrying out with the level of integrity. Now, one of the things that was very first key is when you take on any form of title of leadership, you also take it on the form of the title of criticism, because not every time and everything that you do, people is going to agree. They're not going to like the concept. They're not going to like what you do. As a matter of fact, you're going to find yourself having a lot of individuals trying to tell you what to do, as opposed to just trusting in what God is giving you in relation to your leadership. And so when you think about leadership, leadership is simply not easy. And it's not easy because why? There's two things that we need to make sure that we require in order for us to be able to sustain and to carry out what we say is good leadership. And that is prayer and hope in God. Oftentimes, when you're thinking about what a leader goes through, the image that Jesus Christ has represented to us showed us many times on how lonely leadership can become. Because when you're looking for someone to empower you or someone to inspire you or pour back into you, oftentimes as a leader, that's not happening. I know we might seek out mentors. We might seek out counsels. We counsel because it says in a multitude of counsel, there's safety. We might seek out advice from others that we truly trust. But yet still, when it all boils down, it is that leader responsibility to make that decision. And oftentimes when you think about leadership, some decisions that we make is not easy. Not only is not easy, but some decision that we make comes with a level of uncertainty that we just don't know. Was that the right decision that I should have made? And so we have to deal with the consequences of our action. And sometimes those consequences can be pretty hard because we're not only receiving criticism from people on the outside, but we also receiving criticism from those that maybe even in our inner circle, the ones that say that they support you, the ones that say they got your back. Now, I've been in leadership in some form or capacity for over 25 years. So I consider myself as a subject matter expert in this arena when I'm talking about dealing with the lonely path of leadership. because I've had to walk many paths by myself where that I'm looking for someone that I can, that can pour into me, but I find oftentimes they are not there. So when I'm thinking about that, I remember a quote that I read at one point in time from William Shakespeare. And this quote reads as this, and it states, "An uneasy lies the head that wears a crown." Let me read that again. "Uneasy lies the head that wears a crown." Basically, what this is, this play, because it was a play from Henry IV, part two from William Shakespeare. And basically what this is saying is that those in position of power and authority faces great challenges and responsibilities. Basically, it's saying also that the burdens of the leadership can weigh so heavy on a person leading, feeling a person feeling unease, and then feeling the difficulty of that particular leadership. It's also saying that it comes, leadership is coming with a major stress and pressure, a pressure that the average person cannot even endure. I know myself, I deal with a health challenge, and a health challenge that oftentimes causes me to have to deal with an inability to be able to perform my job. And one of the things that comes to my mind and the pressures is, who do I have when I'm not able to be able to carry out the assignment in place? And when you find yourself sometimes on a leadership path, especially when you're dealing with limited resources or when you're dealing with limited human resources, the pressure and the stress of carrying out the assignment is really, really intense. Because now I'm thinking, who's going to be able to continue on and carry out what I'm responsible for as the Christian Air leader? And so when I think about this, I look at the fact that I'm just almost, in some sense, feel like it's an island of one, or that I don't have that actual support that I need. Every day, in my experience as a Christian Aid director, I feel that pressure. But one of the things that I had to learn as I'm dealing with the path of leadership, and especially this lonely path, I had to basically focus on, where is my hope and my strength coming from? And that's where
Ready to take your first step towards transformation? Click on the link in the show description to schedule a discovery call with me, Coach Della Major, today. Together, we will uncover strategies that will empower you to thrive no matter what life throws your way.
Holy Spirit, that's where my hope in God, that's where the power, the strength, the tenacity, my mindset is focused on that. That's where I had to begin to focus and limited myself of thinking that what I cannot do, but trusting and believing in Him and the path in which I can do. You see, Proverbs 3:5-6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not to thy own understanding, and in all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct that path." So even as I seem to be going through this path of loneliness, or it seems like it's just a solo preneur type of situation, as I'm dealing with my leadership, one of the good things that I know is that God is with me and that He is directing my path. Now, I also read in this click article from Dr. Edwin Freeman, who is the author of, where it says, "Failure of Nerve, Leadership in the Age of Quick Fix." This is something which he has stated. He said, any leader who cannot endure profound levels of loneliness will not last. That is powerful. Why? Because in the role of leadership, you're going to be the only individual that might be given that assignment. You might find yourself as the only individual that's staying late, the only individual that's getting up late, the only individual that's serving. And if you do not understand that sometimes leadership can be lonely, and there's a measure of loneliness in relations to leadership, then you definitely not only last, you basically will be in a position where you will be willing enough to give up even before you even get started. So as a Christian leader, you must be able to deal with the criticism of others outside, inside, and you must be able to deal with your own internal criticism, because there's nobody greater, a greater critic as to your inabilities or abilities than you are. And so you got to continue to reflect and trust to knowing that whatever God gives you to do, that he has not left you and he's provided whatever you need in order for you to be able to carry out that assignment. How do I know? Let's take a quick look at a couple examples of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And just so that you be aware, I am a believer. I believe in the full counsel of the Holy Spirit. I believe in the full counsel of the Bible. And so once in a while, I'm going to reference my strength. I'm going to reference God on this podcast. And I hope to inspire you to be able to tap into whatever your higher power, whatever that you believe in. I'm not trying to enforce my beliefs on you, but I do trust and believe in God and knowing that with him, all things is made possible. And one of the things in a chapter in the Word of God that I want to take a look at is in Matthew chapter 8. In Matthew chapter 8, we see here that Jesus actually had performed numerous miracles. The healing of the hand of the leper, the centurion soldier his servant. Also, you have Peter. He's healed Peter's mother-in-law when she was ailing. But one of the key things that I picked out of that Matthew chapter 8 is that no matter what he did, there always were some critics. That was the teachers of the law. Those were the Pharisees and then Sadducees. They were the individuals that followed him all throughout his path and his journey. And there was one that was teacher of the law that was there as he was performing a miracle that came to him and said, "Teacher, I'm going to follow you wherever you go." And when you think about that, that was not to promote him. That was not to encourage him. But that was to let him know that whatever you do, whatever you do, I'm going to be right there, right in the midst of it, to see what you're doing and to say something. But Matthew chapter 8, verse 20 says, Jesus replied, "Foxes have dens and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head." What is he saying? That is, if that's not an indication of how lonely Jesus was and how he had to deal with this, many of those who was following and many of those that was coming, they wasn't coming because of what Jesus was or who he represent as the Redeemer. They was coming for what he could do for them. And because of the fact, they always wanted him to heal, to be there. He had to fight. So he saw and dealt with even then, because he see the multitudes and how much of a greater need that they had. But as it relates to him, he had no place where he can rest, no place where he can lay his head. So you can imagine what it was like to be the Redeemer of the world, but yet still always on and never had a point where that you can be able just to get away and to focus and to be able just to rest himself. But another example I'm about to say that represents the Jesus and how he also was dealing with the lonely path of leadership is when it came to the cross. We already know that Jesus Christ was the Lord Redeemer. He was the one that came to pay the price, the atonement price for the sins of the world. And at the moment on Calvary Cross, when he hung there, he was comforted because he had God with him. But the moment he took on sin, that was the moment when he cried out because he felt that loneliness. He felt that separation. It was the moment when he became the sins for the world. And so you can just imagine what that intensity, what that feeling was like. Walking down a path that nobody else can carry, carrying out an assignment that nobody else can carry. It was an assignment that's given unto you. So to preserve yourself through the lonely path of leadership, it requires you to have a couple of things. It requires you to have an inner strength. It requires you to have a stamina, a staying power. It requires you to be resilient, to be a fighter rather than a crier, okay? As a leader, you must understand that great loneliness is in all aspect of leadership. Why? Because we have to live up to our own consciousness. We have to live up to our own inner feeling. We have to live up to what others think of us as a leader. And then, truthfully, we got to live up to what the world say that we should become as a leader. But nevertheless, in spite of all that, we must endure as a leader. Just as God endured his assignment, his role, his leadership skills, so it must be with us. So as we live in a world where those around us scoff at us trying to be virtuous, as we live in a world who don't believe at, you know, our attempt to really, you know, take value in whatever the work that we do, as we, as leaders, leaders of integrity, where we are amongst people who forsake integrity for the principle of expediency, we have to understand our assignment is great. And in that assignment, which is great, as it says in the scripture, many are called, but a few are chosen. And as a chosen one, sometimes our path is going to require that we got to walk it alone, because the assignment that we're in is too great to give up and it's too great to forsake. So I want to encourage you to not only be a fighter, to be inspired, but also to be resilient, to be steadfast, unmovable, always abiding in the work of the Lord. Why? Because you already know that your leadership assignment is not going to be an easy one, but when you've been called, all that you would need is what God himself is giving unto you to provide. So with this, I want to encourage you. I want to inspire you. And I also want to leave just with this simple prayer. And the simple prayer will go as this: Father, give them the strength to be able to endure, to be inspired, and to be empowered to carry out their leadership assignment according to your will, your grace, and your mercy. And we thank you, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. And so with that being said, I want to thank you for joining me for our very first episode of From Trigger to Transform podcast. I hope that you was inspired and that you was encouraged and understanding that you as a leader. And when I speak about leaders, I'm not just saying someone who's in a place of authority, because all of us have been in a position of leadership at one point in time. How do I know? Because if you're a parent, you are a leader. If you're a student, you are a leader, because there's no one that can be in charge of what you've been called to do but you. And so I hope that you was inspired, that you was empowered with this first episode in our second season. Look, I want you to make sure that you click on the subscribe button and making sure that you click on the notification so that you would know when the new episodes are coming out. We're going to be having dynamic speakers and many, many more powerful content that you definitely don't want to miss. Also, I want you to follow us. Follow us on Facebook at Coach Della Mae Major. And then you can also follow us at Instagram. And I am Della Major. And I am so excited that you decided to join us today. So I want you to be inspired, to be empowered. And I look forward to sharing with you some more dynamic, fresh new content on our next episode. So with that being said, see you soon.